When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is an actor and stand-up comedian you know from her starring role in Hacks.
Ava? Ava? Ava! Sorry. I was chopping the blocks as they were flying towards me, and they get louder as they gather in power. What's up, you guys?
Hi.
Hey, why don't you guys head to the back, and we'll meet you in a second. It's over that way. You know you could have told me if you didn't want to come to the premiere.
No. I swear to God, I worked. I had to read, like, 500 pages of research on how the coral reefs are collapsing, and it was so depressing that I literally had to escape to an alternate reality.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Hannah Einbinder. You look fabulous, glamorous.
You.
Are we going to the opera later?
I hope so.
I hope so.
You're going to have to change.
I am. I'm a little underdressed, but I own my own tux. It's
important.
Lovely to see you again. I always like talking to you. How you been?
I'm well, and you?
Good. You know, I'm kind of proud. I brag a little bit when I say, well, you know, Hannah Einbinder's television debut was on my show because you came and you. We were talking to Jean Smart about it last night.
Yes, I saw that, she was. I saw her Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, she's very good.
So
Woody
cute.
Woodpecker, and that you did stand up here and then you were a guest on the show, but that was a lie. I just found out that that was not your first television appearance. That in fact you had another. Why don't you tell the people what you didn't tell me?
What happened was basically I in 2018 the Eagles beat the Patriots for the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And yeah.
Like
two,
you do.
Two people, awesome.
Sure.
And my dad and I are big Eagles fans. My dad's from Philly and he brainwashed me. One clap, awesome, love it.
Yes. For brainwashing, I think, yeah.
He brainwashed me very young. So we're Eagles fans and we went to a Philly sports bar in Los Angeles where
There's a Philly sports bar in Los Angeles
yeah.
for just Philly fans?
Yeah, they're like, go Eagles, man. It's in Santa Monica, totally Chonis time, but yeah. So we were there, and the Eagles won, and we poured into the streets, and unfortunately, or fortunately, KTLA 5 News was on the scene, and they did, in many ways, capture us drunk in the streets.
You and your dad
yeah.
had some liquid refreshments that
That's
evening.
That's right. That's correct.
And we have a clip here of your excitement. Now, you seem like in this clip, you seem either on the edge of tears or completely engulfed in tears. What's going on?
I'm in the midst of some liquid sad, some liquid happy, whichever you feel. But...
Jim.
You are very emotional right now. This is a lot to deal with.
Talk about a lot of shots. I mean, Philadelphia teams have had to deal with loss, with disappointment, with anguish, with pain for so many years. And I thank the good Lord for blessing us and blessing the Eagles and for...
All our family is back in Philly.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Eddie, how do you like us now?
We did it.
See this jersey?
That's us. That's
why my name's on the back, because I'll never be traded.
Never.
Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles!
Beautiful done. You had it. Even then, you had it.
Go Birds, baby.
I know you're a two-time Emmy nominee, but I will always know you now as Hannah Einbinder, Eagles fan. Now, so season 3 starts this week.
That's right.
Congratulations on that. And My understanding, it's nice once you've been with the writers for a while and everybody, and they get to know you really well. And one of your actual hobbies has shown up in this season's, in your character this season.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, I am into mycology. I am a total amateur mycologist. Mycology is, for those who don't know, the study of mushrooms. I, like many Americans, see one documentary and become totally radicalized. So it
you
happened
saw,
to me.
You saw a mushroom documentary.
Yeah, fantastic fungi. I'm here to plug that as well. No.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the documentary. This happened to me years ago. I saw that documentary, What the Health, and became vegan. It's like, it just happens to me. I become totally obsessed with things.
How did you get radicalized? What is it about fungus that you love?
I guess what fascinated me most about it is just the way that the mycelial network underground kind of holds the earth together. And, you know, mushrooms, they do decompose and they do break down life, but they also make it possible for life to grow. And it's kind of this poetic, beautiful thing beneath our feet right now, and there are spores in the air we all breathe right now, and the mushrooms are in us, they are inside of us, and frankly, I'm
do you like that? Do you like that Last of Us show where people get taken over by mushrooms?
I will say that
spoiler,
that was
they get taken over by fungus.
It certainly stoked what members of the community are calling mycophobia, which we are trying to reverse. We gotta be pro-mushroom, guys.
I'm sure you probably know about the mushrooms out in Michigan that are like the size of like several football fields and are probably 30,000 years old.
I didn't, but I'm super happy to hear that.
Check it out. I'll send you some links.
Yeah. Please do.
Okay.
I'm super about it. Also, I do need to clarify. I was vegan at one point. I no longer am vegan. I just gotta clarify that.
Did you have to convert for a relationship or something?
I just think that the pressure needs to be put on corporations who do a lot of the damage to our environment, and less so like on the individual. I think like it's super important to go vegan, and I don't want PETA to be mad at me. I'm not discouraging people from being vegan, but I do just think it's like way more impactful for the like 53 corporations who are like destroying the planet to take charge on that.
Sure, much in the same way that we can all change our light bulbs.
Yeah.
Light bulbs, but maybe let's get rid of the coal plants first.
No, literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just lost all my viewers in West Virginia.
Sorry, y'all.
Hannah, lovely to see you
again.
Thanks for being here. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.